What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
With Helsley in particular, he's someone that has closed for so long. Is there any, in your mind, adjustment that he's struggling with just to the new role and not having a set idea of when he's coming in?
I mean, maybe, you know, but he knew in talking to him from the first day that, you know, obviously pitching in the seventh, pitching in the eighth, sometimes in the ninth with Diaz not available. But look, man, at the end of the day, he's getting ready. He's got to come in and get three outs. Right now, he's having a hard time doing that, right? So I think it's just more of execution, you know, especially with two strikes, leaving that slider in the middle of the play. We saw it today with Suarez, 0-2 and too good of a pitch. You know, like, I think he just got to be able to finish those pitches, and he will because he's too good. I mean, I'm not sure about the role. I think it's just more of execution.
Tony.
You say you need to work with them and support them. I guess, what does that mean, and what gives you confidence that it can change?
Well, I mean, their talent. You know, we're talking about a guy that saved, 49 games last year. Talking about, like, a guy like Rodgers, Rayleigh. I mean, they're really, really good. And it's contagious. You know, it's kind of like offensively. When a couple of guys go through slumps, it feels like, you know, as a team, you go through slumps. Their rotation's going to take turns, which they have in the past, you know, this past week, where it's a battle for. And right now, the bullpen is kind of feeling it. So we got to get the pieces back together and continue to keep going, you know, because we got no choice. Those are the guys, and we believe in them. I know it's hard right now. They're frustrated, you know. But our job is to continue to help them.
Given just where we are at in the schedule and the calendar, to what extent are you worried that there's not going to be enough time to do this, to fix it?
Well, I mean, we got to start playing better, you know. We got to, especially when you get the lead, we got to be able to shut those games down. And again, too much talent back there. You're talking about 6-7 guys that had closing experience or capable of getting the last three outs of a game. And now we're asking guys in the 6, 7, 8, and you feel good about your chances. I don't think, as the other team, when they come into, you know, to these plays, like, if they're trailing after 5 or 6 and know what we got there, it can be a good feeling, you know. So they're going through it right now. And, like, I'm going to keep saying it. Our job is to get them back on track.
Jerry.
You guys are struggling like this. Are you more tempted to have a team meeting or talk more to the guys than you normally would in your day-to-day interactions with them?
Yeah, I mean, we have meetings every day. So I have meetings with position players. I have meetings with the pitching staff. I have meetings with the team. Look, man, there was a lot of positive, especially from the offense. So the compete is there. You know, we lost leads and they kept coming back. So you got to take the positive out of, you know, this stretch, and we just got to get the job done.
Peter.
What did you see from Manaea today?
Yeah, look, they were super aggressive of his fastball. Like, it was pretty clear, you know, since first batter of the game at Rose Arena. And I thought after that third inning, he made some adjustments and went sweeper heavy. And the key was for him to land that pitch for strikes, allow him to, you know, find a way to give us 5 on a day where, you know, they were pretty aggressive and it was a battle for him. So, yeah, I think didn't get swing and misses with that fastball, especially at the top, not elevating it enough. But again, making a good adjustment and found a way to give us 5 there.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.